time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
Oh, the studio audience is ready for Stu's Reviews because he's got a very unique vehicle, as it is green. We're going to get right into that, but first let's introduce Stu himself. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, George. Yeah, it is the distinctive lime green.
Oh, it is. Well,
you know, people either hate it or love it. Well, I guess there's an in-between, and that's me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool looking. I would never own one that color, but it's kind of nice just because you see a lot of there's a lot of grays, the different shades of gray.
Isn't that something in that army green and stuff like that? You see them all over.
Yeah.
Cement gray.
A lot of whites and blacks and those kinds of things. Anyway, let's get right into this. Give us your make and model.
It's a 2022 Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro 4x4 double cab. So it's a four-door.
And
about the size of a Colorado or a Canyon.
The smaller
very,
pickups.
Mm-hmm. Very popular, the Tacoma. It sells 250,000 a year.
Oh, wow. And tell us about the interior.
Well, it's got a black leather interior with a pretty red stitching in there. Mm-hmm. Seats five. Got a nice armrest in the back that folds down. A nice console in the front with a floor shifter. And, by the way, it's a six-speed transmission.
Okay.
And a lot of, and it's a TRD Pro's top of the line. So it's got navigation, 8-inch touchscreen, dynamic radar cruise control, and JBL stereo. I was just listening to Luke Combs, I think, coming up the street here.
And did it sound
Sounds
okay?
Sounds really good. Six speakers. Seems like more, actually. Mm-hmm. They must be good ones.
Well, very cool. And let's see, does it... tell us the wheelbase and what the towing capacity is. Do you have all that stuff?
Yeah, I think I do. It's overall length of 212.3. You didn't ask for that, but there it is. Mm-hmm. 127.4-inch wheelbase, and it weighs 4405. So as far as the length, you know, it's about the same as your Terrain setting out there.
Yeah, very nice.
And like I already said, it's a midsize pickup. You know, Toyota makes a Tundra, which is their full size, like a Silverado
right.
or a Sierra. Mm-hmm. And this is, and these keep getting bigger, but this design's been around since 2016.
Oh, wow.
It's not long in the tooth, really, because people love it so much. Mm-hmm. But
well,
it's probably going to change soon.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
So, well, we're going to go out and take a look at this thing, come back and talk about the interior stuff, and then, of course, get into the price range of this thing.
And the engine.
And the engine, of course, the powertrain. But right now we're going to listen to a little Tom Jones with Delilah, followed up by the Hollies' Bus Stop, right here on Pirate. It's the Hollies with Bus Stop, right here on Pirate, 104.7 FM, here in Greeley, Colorado, serving Greeley and the surrounding towns. We've been spinning hits for many, many, many years now, 16, 17 years maybe.
Really?
And, and just having a great time with it. We just have a...
big success story.
It really is. It honestly is. But, you know, it wouldn't be a big success if it wasn't for our wonderful sponsors and, of course, our listeners. And people like Stu Wright that come in and mess up my week.
Can't wait to get here.
I know. We're so excited. So we're reviewing the 2022 Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro. And this is a 4x4 double cab. And, of course, all the stuff in it, I just went and sat in it. It's kind of nice. And push button, remote start, backup camera. Of course, it's going to have all the stuff in it.
Yeah, I like it. Don't have a key start anymore. Got a key in my pocket, but all you got to do is push a button.
Yep.
Like a nice automobile, like your car.
Yes, yes.
And the payload in that box, it's a, I think, 60.5-inch bed. Yeah. Holds 990 pounds, and you can tow 6,400 pounds with this vehicle.
That's really impressive. 6,400 pounds is
for a Tacoma, yeah.
Is a
better known
size.
As a taco.
So let's talk about the
power.
The power on this thing.
278 horsepower V6, venerable old 3.5-liter engine that's been in there for years. 265 foot-pounds of torque. 6-speed automatic transmission, and of course you got the 2-speed transfer case. And fantastic off-road suspension built underneath there, and skid plates and all that. It's a good crawler around in the rocks and off-road. Big, tall tires are almost 3 foot tall. 265/70R16 Goodyear Wrangler all-terrain adventure tires with Kevlar incorporated. And those black aluminum wheels sets it off nice. They're 16 inches.
Wow.
A lot of tire, like a tractor.
We were just talking.
Farm tractor.
I looked at those, and I'm thinking, my goodness gracious, that's I would not want to buy that tire, because that I bet that tire is probably 250, 260, maybe. Maybe even
wish.
A little more than that. Yeah, maybe it's close to $300.
Probably $1,500 a set.
Ugh. So what about gas mileage?
Well, you know, it's not one of the hallmarks of this car. 22 on the highway, 18 in the city, and, of course, the combines right between there, 20. Mm-hmm. And a 21.1-gallon tank. There's a misprint here, and I know how big the tank is. Nice and big. 21.1. So you can go 464 miles as far as highway range. Not a highway car, but could be.
Yep. And of course,
has four doors and holds five people. Rides nice.
It is ride nice. It'd be interesting to do the interior comparisons between that and like the Colorado or the...
That would be interesting.
Or the GMC.
You'd think they'd be similar.
Or even the Ford. Does Ford make a small pickup?
Yeah, they okay. call it a Ranger.
Oh, that does. Yes, of course.
Just restyled it about 3 years ago.
So if you're looking at $50,733, your payments are going to be very similar to the car we had last week. What did we have last week? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
It was about the same price. So you're looking about...
I remember it was 50 grand.
Yeah. You're looking about, little $910, $920 a month.
Let me think. Oh, we had a RAV4 last week with that plug-in setup. Remember, you were going to clip a cord and a plug-in on the side of your Terrain and get you a tax credit of $7,500. Did you do that since I was here?
Soon. I got to stop by Hikes Ace Hardware and get that extension cord.
One does not plug in. You just gas it up and go.
Gas her up and go.
And it's a thumbs up. Beautiful car. No wonder they sell so many.
And when will this review be on your website, and what is your website?
StuWright.com. And last week I said it'd be up Thursday. I meant tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
This will be a week from tomorrow.
All right, Stu, thank you.
Thank you, George.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.